Hey, welcome to another episode of Meanwhile in Canada, the show where two dumbasses learn more about this great country of theirs. Okay, quote unquote great. Let's be honest, let's be real. My name, Kyle Bowen. Most importantly, that dude right there, that white dude right there, Trevor Bags, man. What's up, man? What's up?
Kyle, what's going on, buddy? It's been a while. What's going on, listeners? Hope you're well. Hope you're enjoying the summer. Hope you're enjoying listening to Meanwhile in Canada. If it's your first time listening, welcome to the podcast. And yeah, Kyle, like you said, Canada, great in quotations. I mean, we were good enough to host the NHL's round robin tournament. But we also got guys like the Nova Scotia Killer, who's like pretty much one of the biggest dirtbags of all time. Oh, so, buddy, you know, it's not all roses up here. But we do got glory holes as well. So, you know, big on glory holes in Canada as well.
Glory holes. Okay. Bad here. You know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to tease the listeners right now, okay? Did Kyle Bowen watch glory hole footage? Find out. Okay, find out. Find out. By the end of this episode. By the end of this episode. Who knows? Who knows? We'll go down that path. But last week, I think we muttered the word glory hole about 42 times. So we're not going to do that till the end of the show. Okay, we'll tone it down. And we do have a couple notable real things happening in Canada that happened. Oh, man, it's kind of all over the spectrum right now. I mean, what's happening in Canada with the NHL is really overshadowing some real stuff. You know, because let's be honest, let's be real. Sports, especially in 2020, meaningless, right? It's going to feel meaningful, don't get me wrong, because I'm a bit of a douchebag, and I love the Canucks, and my team is in the playoffs, okay? My city's in the playoffs, in the dance. Okay, so there I can gain that meaningfulness. But let's be honest, let's be real. Things are happening in the world, whether it be COVID, whether it be Black Lives Matter, whether it be this Nova Scotia killer, this dude who just put an, oh man, this one of the grossest people in the world, and now we have more info on what his potential was, man. What a gross dude. Evil motherfucking man. Holy shit, dude. What's going on?
Yeah, like the more we read about this guy, he's got to be up there with, is it fair to say he's up there in that Clifford Olsen kind of category in terms of just the grossest people in fucking Canadian history?
Well, bro,
I mean, if some of these, I mean, obviously the shooting rampage was something else, but if some of these other revelations that we're going to talk about are true, then he sure fucking is. Like, this is crazy.
Exactly, man. Exactly. If these revelations, these things that are now being brought out to the people are true, which they probably are, because they're pretty distinct, you know? Let's be honest, let's be real. They're pretty straightforward facts. They're kind of out of something, out of a movie. We're talking about that level. Yes, Clifford Olsen, okay, BC serial killer from the, what, late 80s, early 90s, could be right around. We did an episode on that. Go check it out.
Yeah, meanwhile, late 70s, early 80s.
Okay,
yeah,
my bad. We did say this is two dumbasses. Yes, two dumbasses learning more and more about this country. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Bags. Meanwhile in Canada. Go check out that episode on Clifford Olsen. Back to this dude. I don't even want to name this dude, okay? Can we just call this guy the biggest douchebag of 2020? The biggest fucking idiot? Like, what's... Oh, man, this dude is annoying me. And again, after Trevor reads you some of the details of what else this guy has been doing and what he was capable of doing prior to this massacre, it's, man, it's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe we'll recap in case someone didn't listen to the other episode. We've talked about this guy on at least one other episode, maybe even two, to be honest. But there was one episode where the RCMP were known to have some dealings with this guy beforehand. And this has still never been proven. The RCMP have denied ever working with this guy. Basically, the story there was that he was taking out, you know, six figures worth of cash in a way that only RCMP informants could take out. So,
six figures.
I think it was $450,000 he took out in cash. This fucking sicko.
Yeah, man.
And so again, there's no new headway on this one. But then this week, there was another witness that came forward, and this was revealed in a police report that was just obtained by the media. And it talked about the gunman, how he builds fires, burns bodies, is a sexual predator, and supplies drugs. Now, those are some pretty damning revelations. As we go into a bit more detail here, apparently the shooter, the dirtbag, he has been smuggling guns and drugs across the Canadian border from Maine. And he stockpiled guns and a bag of 10,000 oxycodone and 50,000 Dilaudid, an extremely potent opiate painkiller. I don't know what Daladit is, but basically this guy's been smuggling drugs and guns across the border for years prior to the shooting. And he was locked and loaded and ready to go with guns, obviously, during the shooting where he had dressed up as a cop and he manufactured this fake RCMP car. And on top of that, he's smuggling all these drugs. I mean, this guy who...
He planned this out. This was crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he had a bit of a criminal history before. We talked about it before, like domestic abuse and stuff like that. Wasn't anything major, but he did have a police record before. So the fact this guy was able to go across the border nonstop, I mean, like, what the hell, what are they doing at the borders over in Nova Scotia? Like, because here, bro, in Canada, you cross the border in the West Coast, and the border, it's a scary place, man.
Man,
it's
Trevor,
a scary
place. Trevor, we know how these things work, man, with these fucking lunatics, man. They know how to get their way. We're talking about a dude who's also a denturist. One of my best friends, he's a denturist, okay? Anything is possible if a fucking denturist is laying out this decade-long plan. Because he's doing so many things. He's smuggling in drugs. He's also setting up these secret rooms. And he's burning bodies. And he had that massacre a couple months ago. Rest in peace to all the families out of Nova Scotia. It's going to be so fascinating and so fucked up to figure out what else he has done. Because let's be real. What happened in April, that was the end of the line. Who knows how long that line is, man. Straight up. With all these new facts, bro. And then we talked about his withdrawal of almost $500,000 from a couple months ago. People were connecting it to the RCMP. Now to think of it, nothing came from that story. Nothing came from that rumor. Again, I just said it. These people know how to manipulate. They know how to get their way. They're out of this world in that department of life, getting their way. I don't actually believe that the RCMP had anything to do with it. This guy just found a way to do it. This is the same dude who carried out his massacre via replicating an RCMP car. You know what I'm saying? Anything was possible for this dude. Ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. It's really one of those fucked up things. If people say it all the time, you are capable of doing whatever you want, whatever you put your mind to. And we're seeing the other end of that potential, that other end of the spectrum. Like, you could do the worst things in the world. You really could, and get away with it. It's fucked up. This could have been stopped. But again, we're talking about fucking douchebag over here. Fucking douchebag, man. So sad, bro. So sad.
Yeah, I feel like maybe you let off the RCMP off the hook a bit there. But I mean, based on what we're reading, whether the RCMP had a distinct relationship or not with him beforehand, the fact of the matter is he'd gone away with committing so much crime. And it sounds like based on these documents, he had pretty loose lips. Like, he was pretty open to sharing some of the fucked up things he was doing with other people.
Oh, Trevor, let me let you continue. But first, I'll say this, okay? Trevor sent me a link to The Star, and it was this article. And I'm not subscribing or fucking removing my ad blocker. This is two dumbasses learning about this country. I'm probably the bigger dumbass. Didn't read the whole updated article, okay? So fill me in. Keep filling me in, man. What do you mean this guy was open to the RCMP?
When I talk about open to the RCMP, I'm not saying open to the RCMP, but he was willing to tell people about some of like the secret rooms in his house, about smuggling stuff across the border. And the problem with some of the documents that were released, though, and this is still one of the piss offs, and maybe it has more to do with the legal system in Canada here than the RCMP, is that there's still a lot in that document that's redacted or blocked out. So like the type of weapons that he had, for instance, is not mentioned in these documents. But it does mention that he had like secret rooms in his house where he was hiding firearms and drugs and all this stuff too, right? So, I mean, there's so many red flags with this guy. And obviously these documents, they were written before the murders, you know? Like, we're just getting them now as the public. But all this stuff existed beforehand. So like the RCMP, I mean, to let this guy go on a rampage for 13 hours. 13 hours he wandered around killing people in Nova Scotia.
You could compare this to, oh man, this is so sad. There was that dude in Norway. I don't know if I'm
right. Oh, I remember this from a few years back. Man,
years ago, and he just was able to do the same thing where he, you know, planted bombs somewhere, got the police's attention to go there, and then he went on a little road trip to a dock and took a boat to an island where there were a whole bunch of kids learning about society and politics and whatnot and laid out a massacre. It's just fucked up, man. Again, it's fucking scary, yet not in this case, but beautiful how much you are capable of as a human being if you put your mind to something. And man, this is This is proof, man. We got to talk, man. We got to talk. Straight up, man. This is fucked up. I mean, I don't know. Is that the answer? Is that the answer? Again, we're talking about a dude that... Oh, man. Capable of so much. Manipulated his way to just horrible things. And again, we're about to find out so much more. We're about to... What do you mean burnt bodies? You know what I'm saying? What do you mean? Who are those people?
I know, right? And again, why release that part in these documents and not go into detail if there's other information redacted? I think the main thing we have to do here, talking about it's a key, but it's putting pressure on the lawmakers in this country. It's putting pressure on the RCMP to give these families some closure. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I can't speak to those families. Maybe this doesn't give them closure, but I think we deserve to know why this happened. You know, like the RCMP, it seems like they made some big fucking mistakes here. And yeah, I get that they are, you know, our federal police force, so that doesn't mean they're immune to making fucking mistakes. Man. So I would just like to know more of what happened here, man, honestly. Like,
oh man, you tell us that
like he burned bodies and he had all these firearms, he smuggled all these drugs, but then you're redacting other information. Like, what the fuck else are they keeping from us, man?
Exactly.
Tell us, man.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. He's smuggling all these drugs. He's coming from... He's smuggling from where? The States? He's bringing them up here? So who was he killing down there? You know what I'm saying?
Who knows, man?
You know what I'm saying, bro? You know, I was about to pick up... I already have the book, and I tried reading it for a bit. And it's actually a very interesting read. It was on Charles Manson. Is that his name?
Oh, yeah.
And, just... I don't know why there's such a fascination behind... these fucking lunatics, man. Because we're going to see the whole thing now. We're going to see a documentary. We're going to see a reenactment. We're going to see books. Because this will be a study. And it's humans, man. Humans,
I thought about
that
too because, you know, sometimes I do get kind of sucked into those murder mystery shows. And
yeah,
I don't know what it is. It's just that different mindset. Or maybe when we watch it for entertainment, it's just the unknown. Or maybe it makes us feel better about our own lives. I'm not quite sure where the draw is, to be honest with you.
We went to broadcasting school, man. They tell you, man. They tell you that blood sells. That's the number one thing. They tell you blood sells. It sounds so fucked up.
It's a weird thing. It's a bad thing to believe, though.
It's a bad thing to believe, but why are we so intrigued to learn about it? Are we trying to learn about it? There's no real... What's the entertainment factor there? It's fucked up, bro. It's fucked up, bro. It is fucked up, and we're going to see one on this douchebag over here. Straight up, man. Motherfucker, man. What a motherfucker.
I guess we all like reading. We all like seeing reading stories, too, and we kind of like that unpredictability of it, whether it's good or bad. I mean,
I'm not stopping. It's going to happen. I'm going to watch it. Why? I don't know, man. We humans, bro. We humans. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs talking to you on the Post It Up Network. Now, this episode of Meanwhile Canada is actually coming out a day earlier because tomorrow we have an episode of Loki that I had to postpone just for one day. We're switching things around. It's usually on Thursday when you get this program with two dumbasses learning more and more about Canada. But you get it a day early, okay? And if you haven't done so, go check out the prior episodes. We've been diving into Canada. And you alluded to the fact that the RCMP has to do more, has to be more accountable. I have to do more. Yeah, I got to learn about how many times these cops actually fuck up. You know what I'm saying? With big factoids like this. What's going on? What is going on? How can you let this happen? It's absurd. It's part of the human race. I don't even know what the fuck this shit is.
No, I don't think there's an excuse, man, to be honest. And I know there's obviously more corrupt police forces around the world. There's definitely worse police forces around the world taking bribes. I think of some of my friends down in South America and some of the shit situations there and down there.
Police brutality.
But at the end of the day, man, these are the people that we're trusting to protect our public safety. And, you know, especially in 2020, in a year where you look at the States and cops are in more heat than ever before. And we talked about it before on this show, too. We're not immune to that in Canada.
Oh,
cops
no.
have made fuck-ups here, too. Cops have been racist here, too. You know?
Yeah.
And, again, there's just the RCMP needs to be more accountable, and the public deserves to know. These are the people protecting us. If they're fucking making mistakes, we should know what the fuck's happening. That's the bottom line here, man.
Yeah, that's Trevor Beggs, the journalist over there, talking like that. And I agree, too, okay? We got to know these things for various reasons, and the least of which... For content for Meanwhile in Canada, I guess. I don't know.
Here's the other thing I was thinking too. So Trevor, the journalist, you know, all angry at the RCMP, wants answers. Trevor, the stoner, was thinking, you know, how easy is it to smuggle shit across the border?
And I've never done it. You know what? There was a couple close calls with homies through airports, like super close. I'm talking, we're not trying to smuggle drugs. They're just, you know, there's a nug in the pocket, or, you know, whatever in the pocket, in the airport, like things are fucked, you know? And, it's what happens when you make those mistakes when you're coming back from Vegas and you just went to sleep an hour ago and you're wearing the same dress pants, you know, that you're going across with. So it's absurd, but to smuggle these things in bulk, I've only seen movies, bro. I've only seen movies. Big fan of that movie Blow. Big fan of that movie with Tom Cruise. Remember that movie a couple years ago? He was a crazy ass pilot and some cartel hired him to smuggle drugs.
I remember the trailer. To be honest, man, I fucking hate Tom Cruise.
Dude, that movie was good,
I can't take him seriously, so I don't really watch many Tom Cruise movies, to be honest. Maybe I'm missing out, though.
I don't know many Tom Cruise movies, and that's not me trying to, you know, side with Trevor here. I actually don't know, but that movie was interesting. And it's, again, has to tie in with the smuggling of drugs. I don't know, like, how could it happen? How would I do it? Fuck. Up the ass, I guess.
Honestly,
where else are you gonna put it?
It's all your attitude. Like, so I'll tell you one story about not a close friend, but someone I've come across in the past, and they're telling me the story how, you know, they went across the border. They're going on a little hiking camping trip, you know. So they crossed the border thinking like they needed to buy some weed, because at the time weed was illegal in Canada and it was legal down in Washington. And the girl opens her bag and she carried a fucking ounce with her across the border.
Yeah.
Not knowing until like a couple hours later to open her bag, a fucking ounce. Like that's a substantial amount of weed, man. Yeah, so it's stinking up and everything too. But again, unbeknownst to them, they just crossed the border willy nilly with the fucking ounce of pot while it was still legal in Canada.
An ounce, man. An ounce. That's the studio stock.
Oh my God.
The studio
stock. That's studio talk, man. I got one of the funny border stories.
Tell it.
This one's courtesy of my lovely wife. I wasn't there for this, unfortunately, but the border guard asked her if she had any weapons in the car. And she's like, does an axe count? Because she had an axe. She was camping. And he's like, do you think it counts?
Yo, you can fuck shit up with that axe, man.
Oh, and my wife's like, seriously, they're like the nicest girl of all time, man.
My homie almost cut his fucking foot off with an axe a couple months ago. Straight up, cutting firewood, drunk. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we used to get kind of like nervous if my one buddy's a pyro and like all he'll want to do is chop wood all day, but then he's day drinking too, and you're like, man, something's not gonna go right.
Yeah,
here.
Bro, I know of a girl who was chopping wood and she fucked her ankle up bad, bro. Real talk.
Really?
Camping. Yeah, that's don't be fucking cutting wood after a day full of drinking, okay? Just chill
or
out.
Just know,
grab
or
a blanket.
Just know your way, or know your way around the axe, man.
Fuck the fire, bro. Fuck the fire, okay? S'mores a little overrated, let's be real.
S'mores overrated?
Only because of the effort and the dangers that come with it, bro. Okay, we at that age where we're drinking when we go on camping, and now you gotta like start a fire at fucking 12 o'clock at night to get some fucking s'mores going. Come on, man, just put that shit in the microwave, dude. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, dude.
No, I don't. I think
s'mores
you're being a lazy
kill,
piece of shit, man. You can't make how? What kind of Canadian are you? You can't make a fire drunk. What kind of Canadian are you, man?
A smart one. Fuck, man, I almost saw my dude lose his fucking leg, bro. That would have been fucked, bro. That would have been crazy. Meanwhile, Canadian Kyle Bowen, Trevor Becks talking to you. One more thing before we head out to French lessons. The NHL is coming back. That's obviously big news for Canada. A whole bunch of teams from Canada in this dance. Two hub cities, Toronto and Edmonton. Edmonton is getting chirped heavy right now. Chirped heavy. Now, I don't know if you know, listeners, a couple months ago or a month and a half ago, when Edmonton made their pitch to get the NHL to come to Alberta and their city for this little play-in/playoff format, they completely lied, okay? They put this pitch out, showed some mountains, showed some lakes, blah, blah, blah. But come on, we all know what the city of Edmonton looks like. It's just mediocre.
It's a city.
Why do they have to try lying to people? And now they're being compared to Toronto. You see teams, you know, teams training at the Raptors facilities, and then you got Edmonton in that little concourse outside with one basketball hoop. It's just, it's been a rough time for Edmonton here. It really has. What's your least favorite Canadian city? You've traveled across the land.
That's a great question, actually.
Least favorite for fun. Let's just.
Man.
Least favorite for fun.
You know what? It is kind of tough. Like, I haven't spent a lot of time in Regina, but that was kind of a shithole. I've spent a substantial amount of time.
You're
in
doing
Edmonton,
terrific.
And it's a pretty mediocre. It's a pretty mediocre city.
Sorry, I cut you out there with the little bump. What did you say?
Oh yeah. Yeah, speaking of doing terrific, Edmonton's not so terrific. I spent a substantial amount of time in Edmonton, and I'm not a huge fan.
My first big road trip with the boys was when I was 18, I believe, 18 or 19. Three of us went to Edmonton for, I don't even know. Oh, we went to Edmonton because we were legal. Yes, we were legal.
Right.
So we go to Edmonton as 18-year-olds, spend a whole bunch of money. One of my homies, dude, he maxed out his credit card. We were just drunk hooligans walking across the mall, going to these random clubs. We went to this one high-end club in Edmonton. It was ridiculous, just ridiculous. What a time, man, what a time. I don't even have, like, fond memories. I just remember all these things happening. That was a long time ago. What, 9 years ago?
9 years ago, buddy.
Damn, bro. Damn. What a time. Yes, what a time to be alive. Edmonton, get another basketball hoop, okay? Just get another one. What's going on? Well, okay. Before we move on, I'll say this. We do trash Edmonton a lot. At least they're hosting it. You know what I'm saying? Because It was supposed to go to Vegas, and it's in Edmonton. And I believe, am I right, is the Stanley Cup final being hosted there too, or is it going?
And the conference final.
And the conference final. So they're having it all. And at the end of the day, these athletes that are in Canada providing entertainment and providing, in our case, you know, places where we can monetize. For what? For COVID-19 and their dreams, blah, blah, blah. So many things going on in the world right now. Stay safe, and enjoy. Stay home. Yes, Canada, stay home. Stay home for the rest of the summer. You got a lot of hockey on. Stay safe. Meanwhile, Canada, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, you know the deal. Halfway through the show, we run this segment. Yes, this segment is unbelievable, okay? I'm making a comeback. I'm happy now. It's French lessons. Trevor gives me a sentence. I try. What's the word? Oh, translating it in English, because he said it in French, vice versa. Let's do this French lessons on Meanwhile in Canada.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Trevor, what's the score? What's the score right now?
8-5, man. You're catching up.
8-5, first one to 100, gets a trip to Montreal. Two tickets to Montreal, courtesy of our wallets right now, but who knows? Let's just put this out there in the world. Voila! Let's get a sponsorship.
Come on,
let's
get a sponsorship. Let's do it.
Let's go. One of us, it's going to Montreal. I'll go first, okay? I'll go first. I won last week. All right, this is my sentence in French. Can Trevor get it right? In English, je n'ai pas regardé une seule vidéo de True de Glory.
Oh, there's a lot of words I recognize in there.
Do you want it one more time?
Yeah, one more time.
Ladies, I'm about to speak French again, okay? Je n'ai pas regardé un soleil vidéo de trop de gloire. Let's go, Begsy!
I can't put the sentence together, though. It's like, I do not like having all this glory. there's the word, I heard soleil, it's the word sun's in there somewhere, but I'm like, how the fuck does this fit in?
No, I probably didn't say it right. It's soleil, I don't even know, but anyways, you got it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, the sentence in English meant, I haven't watched one glory hole video. So I told the viewers last week that I would have...
glory hole, man, that was a giveaway.
Come on, man. Last week I told the viewers I would watch one of these videos, because the people in BC, the doctors, the smart ones in BC, are telling our people to use it for safe sex during COVID-19. I don't think I failed the listeners, because I technically still have one more day. We're doing this a little early, so I can still do it by tonight. I will say, though, I'm kind of scared, bro. it's just awkward. What's going to happen? No, hear me out. Okay, hear me out. Okay, hear me out, people. I don't want to watch. No. I'm going to do it because I don't want to lie to the people. I just don't want it to turn me into a person that I'm not. Is that what's going to happen after watching one glory hole video? Am I going to become
turn you into a person that you're not?
Am I going to turn into like
super? Are you scared to enjoy it? Are you scared to enjoy it? That's
the question. Yes, I am scared. I am 100% scared of enjoying the glory hole experience because that would mean I would have this kink with me the whole time, and that kink would need me to carry a piece of wood, a plank of wood with me everywhere I go. I'm going to the clubs 2022. Do I have to like carry that fucking plank of wood in my trunk or something? Man. I don't know, man. Shit. I don't know what's going to happen to me.
Okay, you got to have like boundaries with the glory hole, you know? If you
that's
really
what
like
I'm scared
it,
of. That's what I'm scared
you gotta,
of.
Like, you got to bring the girl home, man. You can't just like bring your freaking. If you're going to bring your wood to the club, make sure it's in your pants. Any other wood is not acceptable to the club.
But what if I can't get hard without it, man?
Oh, then, well, then we better get Viagra as a sponsor. Better get Viagra as a sponsor.
Oh, man, glory holes, man. Glory holes, a big thing. I actually saw a meme, and I thought, for 1 second, I actually thought it was a little bit true. And it was so stupid. It was just my dumbass brain working a different way. It was talking about how SFU installed glory hole places in their dorms because I swear,
really?
But it's a joke. It's a joke.
Oh shit!
It's a joke, but or it isn't. Maybe SFU is pro safe COVID sex. Straight up,
that's they good. Don't want, and so they should be. Like honestly, that'd be a great story for Canada. We should
it
go.
It would, man. It would, man. And I don't know, man. Honestly, I was gonna say something there, but I'm gonna take it back because I care about the trees. Okay, this could be bad. This could be bad. Okay, Trevor, give me your sentence. Okay. No more glory hole talk for a bit.
This sentence really just summarizes this whole segment. You said it recently. Ce segment est incroyable.
Can you say it again?
Ce segment est incroyable.
Yes, yes, yes. This segment is incredible.
There you go, buddy.
Yes, yes. I'm doing it for all the Findian people out there. I'm making this comeback, all right, Trevor? French blood. Somehow, someway, have some French blood, okay? I'm connecting the dots.
Jesus Christ. I really am.
And here's a Hindu/Fijian Canadian. Doing it for you guys. I just want to show y'all that you can learn French, even though I failed it.
I just got to say, you and I have the same amount of French education. Man.
No. Come on. We're talking about that French blood. We're talking about that French blood.
You pull off this underdog card like, oh, man, Trevor's got all this French experiment.
We're talking about that French blood. Yo, tell the listeners. Remind the listeners. Where's your mother from?
Yeah, my mom was born in Montreal.
Say less.
Vancouver.
Kyle wins.
Oh, man.
Yep, there you go.
My mom moved to Vancouver long before I was born. And I did not pick up a lick of fucking French from her.
Yeah, but it's in your blood. It's in your blood. Sure. Honestly, cut yourself and smell yourself. It'll smell like a croissant or a baguette.
Man, my mom's parents came from Scotland and Ireland, man. They don't speak a fucking lick of French. And I think I have
but where did
too,
your
man.
Mom come from? Yeah, no, come man. On, man. Trevor's mom, if you're listening to this.
That. We're going
to
skip that.
There you go, man. There you go, man. Don't lie to the people, okay? I'm coming back. Okay, let's end off the episode of Meanwhile Canada, Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen with a little bit of pop culture news. And to be honest, not much research was done for this. So we're going off the dome. And most
let's
of the time,
go.
When we,
I love it.
Most of the time when we go off the dome, we're talking about the sixth god, yes. Mr. Canada, Drake. I guess I have to start this because Trevor
if you want me to start, this is going to be a very negative segment.
Trevor wasn't prepared, okay? Trevor wasn't prepared, and it's all good because we're doing this a day early. Much love for Trevor for showing up to Meanwhile in Canada a day early. My name is Kyle Bowen. We're going to end off today's episode with some Drake talk. Yes, Drake talk. I was thinking, there's people out there, who think the run is over. They think the run is over. I'm guessing they have listened to the program, and that kind of sparked this change of interest in Drake. I think that it's gone to a point where he's gotten so big that nothing else is good enough other than perfection. Yes, people want his next album to be his best album. It's one of those things. You're a sports fan, right? You know when people are in the game for a long time and you want them to ride off in the sunset at the right time, go off at the top. That's what you want for the best guys. I'm kind of scared, man. I'm kind of scared that Drake won't be able to do that. Now, I'm only bringing this up because there's another Canadian that was in the news or on top of a list. Yes, on top of a list. I believe Complex, they put out their top albums of 2020, and they got it right. They got it bang on. Number one, it was The Weeknd's release. Canada. Here's the thing about Canada, right? Drake's fallen, and now we have The Weeknd, who's been around for a long time, too. He's still the number one guy. A Canadian is still the number one person in music on this side. It's an accomplishment, man. We should be proud.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal, man. And here's what I got to say about, you know, people wanting Drake to get the perfect album. I honestly think that people, there's so much love for Drake in this country that people are just going to appreciate Drake no matter what, unless he absolutely
as
sucks.
They should.
I don't think he needs to be perfect. He really doesn't need to be perfect.
The critics need it to be perfect. That's what the people are saying, okay? Because he's done the way he's been dropping over the last like 6 to 8 months. He's having a lot of fun, bro. This guy doesn't give a fuck. He knows he's at the top. He's just having fun. And then, you know, people have, you know, come on, bro. We do this. You got to find some narratives. And for the first time in a long time, people are just doubting this guy. And it's probably cheap talk.
I'm going to talk about. I mean, I haven't listened to his latest music. I think that Left Foot Slide song is kind of annoying. But
why you always sliding left, dog? Come on, man.
But here's like kind of my general rule for a lot of artists. I generally feel like artists kind of hit their peak around like that third, fourth album, and that's not always correct. But usually, it takes the artist or the band, you know, a couple albums to kind of figure out their sound and what direction they want to be in. And I think maybe Tame Impala, as Australian artist, is a good example. They completely changed things up on their third album, probably their best one. Think of a band like the Chili Peppers, who had some weird albums and then, and exploded, right? So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you feel that way about Drake or not. Do you think Drake maybe hit his peak around album 3 or 4? I don't even know how many albums this guy has out, man.
You're asking the wrong guy because, like, I'm just I'm a Drake stan, bro. The guy's done a lot for Canada in general, and until he proves like me wrong, I'm not going to doubt him. I do believe that he has, you know, an 8 or 9 out of 10 album in his arsenal still at this stage in his career. I'm just more fascinated, once again, with The Weeknd, okay? After Hours comes out this year, and it's loaded. It's loaded with hits, and the production is great. We actually talked about this, too, early in the campaign for Meanwhile in Canada. And for it to be respected 6 months, 7 months into the year, it's probably going to be the album of the year, especially in the genre of hip-hop. You brought something up, though. You said you believe artists, they get to their peak around the fourth album. The Weeknd's released mixtapes and albums. I could be wrong. I believe this is album number 4.
Right.
He has a whole bunch of mixtapes, too. Like, I don't know. But
yeah, he did. I remember the early days because my friend back in high school, which, again, we're talking like 10 years ago, like 2009, 2010, was like the biggest Weeknd fan. And he was really underground at that point. Like, I don't think many people knew about him. And then after high school, obviously, like probably 2012, 2013, that's when he exploded, right?
Released his trilogy. And I'm the same way, man. I wasn't really listening to him a lot, but you have those, you know, those friends with the insane ear for music, and they catch it early and they get it. And he's just super, super talented. And Canada in general, man, they just doing it. They continue to do it in all facets of entertainment. And I guess it's the maple syrup, the Tim Hortons, the double doubles. Something's going on, man. Canadians doing it.
Yeah, we might have, you know, a tenth of the population that the States has, but there's still a lot of talent up here, man.
Yeah, sometimes it just takes
longer for them to get recognized sometimes, you know, which means they really have to put in the work to be fucking recognized. And that's why I think once guys like Drake and The Weeknd get there and they get that recognition,
it's over. Yeah,
like, there it's worldwide, you know.
It's over.
I heard, like, man, when I was in Europe in 2016, I used to hear Drake and like The Weeknd at the clubs all the time. Like, I know,
they're
like,
still doing it. Yeah, they're still doing it.
Am I right now?
And someone like The Weeknd, I've seen Drake live, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know how he would be sounding 10 to 15 years from now. The Weeknd, though, bro, this guy is fucking lethal, bro. This dude is lethal.
That voice is something else. It's very like Michael Jackson-esque, which is a huge compliment.
He could be forever. Yeah. So, you know, when I'm 100 years old and I look back at who was the bigger artist when you compare both careers? I think that would I actually believe it would be a really, really close competition, and I wouldn't be surprised if The Weeknd becomes the top dog out of those two.
Yeah.
And at that point, you could be arguing that competition would be for, you know, one of the greatest Canadian single artist ever.
I think you could already argue that they're in that conversation, I would say, right? Like, I mean, who else is there? There's like the Celine Dions and the Shania Twains, the Michael Bublés of the world, but I don't know, maybe Drake and Weeknd are in that conversation.
Yo, let's end on this note. If we're talking about pop culture, I saw Georgia Twist, shout out to the broadcast. They were she retweeted a photo with Trevor Linden, Michael Bublé,
Meghan Markle.
What's going on? Oh, Canada.
That was something else.
What do you mean? Like, what's going on? I read the comments that people were, you know, stirring up the pot, conspiracy theories. Like, what's going on?
Meghan Markle had like a connection to Michael Delzato. I remember that coming out a couple of years back. So she just had a thing for hockey players, maybe. I don't know, man. Oh, no. She's Canadian. I can't even remember. Meghan Markle Canadian. We should find that out for this show.
Yo, I'm not gonna front. I'm not gonna front, man. Suits was
She is American. She's American.
Suits was just such a good show, but I genuinely felt kind of like weird watching it, because I actually started getting feelings for Meghan Markle, bro, in the show. She was killing it. She's beautiful, too. I was like, whoa, you know what? I got to stop watching the show.
I got to give Suits another shot. So I remember everyone hyped it up, and I know it's a show that I like, but I watched the first episode, and it's like an hour and a half. It's like a movie, right? And I fell asleep, and I never got into it again.
The acting is tremendous, and yeah, Meghan's character is phenomenal. Like, she's super diverse and a lot of things going on. And yeah, all the characters are really good. Suits is worth watching. I feel like wife would love that show. Rest up. Watch that show. Yo, Trevor. Father soon. So excited for you, man. Another Canadian coming into the world. That child.
Another Canadian.
That child will be 100% British Columbian.
Straight up, man.
Oh, not really. What am I saying? It's going to be East Coast, West Coast, bro.
That's my wife's from Ontario, so that's not really that true.
You're right. We just fucking dumbasses. Yes, we dumbasses. Learning more about Canada. Yes, learning more and more about Canada. That is it. Meanwhile, in Canada is now over. Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen. You got anything else you want to say to the people?
Enjoy your August. You know, last month of summer, hockey's back. Fucking enjoy, live it up. Even listen to some Drake in The Weeknd in between the games if you want. That's fine too.
Why not, bro?
I'm cool with that.
Why not? Yes. Oh, Canada, enjoy your August. Fuck that douchebag who's not with us anymore, thankfully. Motherfucker. He's dead, right? He killed himself, right?
Yeah. He was shot by police, I think.
Man, we'll be covering this story more and more because there's so much more.
We need fucking answers, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we need answers. Straight up. We confused and we also fascinated. Blood cells. I guess so. Kyle Bowen talking to you, KYLEBHAWAN. Remember, this is coming out a day early. Tomorrow on Loki, we have Five God. Yes, Five God, the producer, a.k.a. my coworker. You know? He's like, yo, what are we? I was like, we coworkers, bro. He'll be on the show tomorrow for Trevor Beggs and myself. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.